A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "I'm going away. You will look for me, and you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come." The Jews said to one another, "Will he kill himself? Is that what he means by saying, 'Where I am going, you cannot come'?" Jesus went on, "You are from below, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. I've told you already, you will die in your sins. Yes, if you do not believe that I am he, you will die in your sins." So they said to him, "Who are you?" Jesus answered, "What I have told you from the outset. About you I have much to say and much to condemn. But the one who sent me is truthful, and what I have learned from him I declare for the world." They failed to understand that he was talking to them about the Father. So Jesus said, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself. What the Father has taught me is what I preach. He who sent me is with me, and has not left me to myself, for I always do what pleases him." As he was saying this, many came to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. I think when we are preaching in any kind of a setting, the context is something that's absolutely essential. The context of preaching today, in this fifth week of Lent, is confusing, and it's filled with things that can cause or at least lead to a feeling of hopelessness. The news has been almost constant in the last months talking about suicide among young people, high school students, university students, young workers and so forth, even military personnel. In my area, in the Silicon Valley, last year we had 4 students from one high school who stepped in front of the passenger train to effect their suicide. And it just goes on and on. In that broader context, we have the failed economy. We have all the people who are worried about whether they can go to school or not, whether there'll be a job or not. I mean, lots of things to make people nervous. And we also just finished going through the terribly draining process of the discussion, debate over health care. So all of these things join together to make life tough. And maybe because my experience is so focused on young people, particularly tough on them. So what's our answer? What have we to say as church? And I can remember very clearly one of the little axiomatic statements I remember from the study of theology, Thomas Aquinas, is that the cross is the instrumental cause of salvation. Now, that's always stayed with me, and I suppose because I think it's generally true. And today's readings reinforce that very strongly. We have a wonderful reading from Numbers, from the Hebrew Scriptures, where we have the story of Moses holding up the serpent, the image of the serpent, and somehow the holding up of that image, because of the relationship between God and Moses, there is healing for those who look at it. We move into the gospel story, and we have Jesus saying to the people, to his listeners, "You need to understand who I am, and you've not understood it yet. It's frustrating to me that you've not understood it, so I'll tell you yet again. Because if you don't believe, you die loaded in sin." So what he says basically is, "I am the one you are waiting for. I am he." And when we look at this carefully, we realize that what Jesus tells us is that they will finally clarify their vision, their perspective, when they see Jesus raised on the cross and from that setting achieve that peace and that hope that they have wanted all along, and that was at least mirrored by the Old Testament, the Hebrew Scripture reading of the serpent on the pillar. Jesus is teaching us about truth, teaching us about hope, teaching us about salvation, and all of that comes because we somehow can focus our attention on who we are as a community. We are a community of the table, and the table is at the center of our faith. And to get to that table, we need to believe. We need to somehow turn our focus, our attention on Jesus, recognize that God is with us because Jesus is with us, and that we have salvation from making the act of faith in that simple proposition. It's kind of curious that everything fell together in terms of the readings on this day, the culture, the setting, and so forth that were part of the context, and the reading from the Hebrew Scriptures, the Gospel reading, and then finally the feast of this Spanish layman who was a judge of the Inquisition in Spain and then moved to the New World, was the Archbishop of Lima, and in that setting he began to teach truth and make sure that people had access to what they needed in order to make their act of faith, opening seminaries, opening schools, taking care of the poor, making sure that they were educated and so forth, and is now held as the patron of Latin American bishops. No doubt that he was an important person in the line of Moses, in the line of Jesus, and finally in the line of all those others who have followed after Jesus as his disciples. When we see Jesus on the cross and we recognize that the cross is at the center of his fulfilled mission, then we can understand that if we accept the cross, recognize the relationship between Jesus and the Father, and then live our lives according to that acceptance, according to that act of faith, that what we will find, at least we have a chance of finding, happiness now, satisfaction now, and ultimately final salvation. None of this is easy. None of this is without suffering and pain. But all of it's possible because Jesus promises that he will be with us for till the end of time. And that presence of Jesus on the cross, offering us hope and peace, is what really sets us free.